We are Cross City Old Men
and a woman. We are Crotchety Old Men
and a woman.
I am Crotchety, she is Crotchety. We are Crotchety Old Men
and a woman.
Hi everyone, and welcome to We Are Crotchety Old Men, the podcast for you, with you, and sometimes even about you. That's Arden, and I'm here with Abigail, and we also have a few people in the peanut gallery today, where we actually have my mom and Abigail's brother, and there's actually a couple other people here. But so they're trying to be quiet, so, but if you hear them cheer or boo, that's on us. So Abigail, we're up to episode 26. We may try to sneak in one more episode before the new year, but we wanted to start off this episode first with a text I just received from Mr. Fun. And he asked me, before we go into the show, he actually asked me a quick trivia question. Can you name the six states that have a Y in them?
Okay. Kentucky.
Okay, that's one.
Maryland.
Go Maryland, two.
Wyoming.
Oh, wow. I would not have gotten that. Nice pull.
How many have I gotten? Three?
That's three.
And there's three more to go.
Yep. And anytime you can ask the peanut gallery as well. But anybody?
Arden's mom, do you have one?
What? She said New Jersey.
New Jersey, then New York.
Nice. Okay. That, and there's one more. Would you like a hint? Or do you want me to ask the peanut gallery again?
Hint.
You want a hint? Right next to New Jersey.
Oh, Pennsylvania.
How hard was that? So thank you, Mr. Fun, for sending us that trivia question. And thank you to my mom, who helped as well. I wanted to go over, how was your Christmas now that Christmas is sadly over?
Well, Christmas actually ended up being about 3 to 4 days long.
Okay. And so what did you do? Anything crazy, zany, screwy?
Well, I mean, Saturday we had the party at your house.
And
so that was an adventure.
It was an adventure because I ordered way too much Chinese food.
Yeah, I mean, at least you didn't order the Peking duck.
No, that's one of my brother's favorite jokes, by the way. He goes, why can you never go into a dressing room in a Chinese restaurant? Because the duck is always Peking. There you go. Ah, that was even liked by the peanut gallery. Not my joke, that's my brother's.
Well, for me, the next morning, I went and spent a few hours with my sister and her family. And that went really well. And let's see, I got home and that was on Saturday.
Well, I know, you sort of run out of
Sunday.
Sunday.
So on Monday morning, my brother and I lived together. So we opened up gifts and he actually gave me an Apple TV thing.
Oh, wow.
Right. Nice. But the main thing, though, was I was bitching because Apple bought the rights to Charlie Brown's Christmas.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. And so, but Joe got me this Apple TV. I hooked it up and I realized I could watch it. So I did. And then I read out a fun fact online about Linus.
Okay. I don't know the fun fact.
Okay. So Linus always carries his security blanket.
Right.
Always.
The blue one.
Yep.
Okay.
Never puts it down. Except occasionally, but essentially he never puts it down. But during the Charlie Brown Christmas, when Charlie Brown says, will somebody please tell me what Christmas is all about? Linus, as you know, gives that infamous speech.
Right.
About God and Jesus Christ and so forth. And only in that moment does he drop that blanket.
And it's not really near him either, right? Like, does he walk away from it? I don't remember.
No, he just drops it to the ground.
And just gives out speaking.
And then, he does it during the speech. So.
Oh, that's cool.
Anyway, I love that cartoon. And I love the part that the other people want to take out. So I was very happy to watch that.
Awesome. So I had a lot of fun because it was Abigail's first real Christmas with me, and we saw each other every night. We had a crazy pre-Christmas dinner where I ordered way too much Chinese food because I cannot add. At first 10 people were invited, but 7 said yes. I ordered food for 10 people because I'm an idiot. But anyway, that was a goofball move. But my tons of food. My brother came over. Some of my friends came over. My mom was there. Just had a great time. But then Christmas Eve, we went to church. Church was interesting. We go to the pageant because it's really short, but this one was so short and there weren't many kids in the pageant. In fact, there was only two wise men. We had a joke. Did you hear the joke from the peanut gallery?
Oh yeah. I mean, essentially one of the kings, right?
Something. One of the three kings.
They forgot the gold, and that's probably because Bob Menendez took it.
Nice. Ba-dum-bum. That was from the peanut gallery. That was my mom's joke. So just had to throw that. But it was a short service, and then we went out to dinner, and we went to Maggiano's and had it's supposed to be like an all-you-can-eat feast, and it was just great seeing my whole family. And then my mom stayed with me for a little while, and she was actually makes the food. Her job in the morning is to make all of the breakfast quiches. By the way, outside of my mom, I don't know anyone else who makes quiche. Just thought I'd mention that.
I do not.
Do you like quiche?
I can't say either way because I don't think I've ever had one.
Well, we made way too many quiches, and my mom was also in charge of making plum pudding and some cherry thing. Well, cherry cake pie thing. Thank you. We had to be corrected by the peanut gallery, but we were actually like, my mom scolded me because when we were driving home, I didn't really place the cherry pie very well, and like all the cherries slid off. They were on the side of the container, and we get back to, so we drive for 5 hours, and she's like, scolds me. Like, you didn't place it in the right spot, and now I gotta fix it. I'm like, we just drove 5 hours. I'm tired, and you're yelling at me. But so that was kind of embarrassing, but it was so cute. But she put such a great effort into it. Oh, and put the plum pudding. I've never made plum pudding, but it has to be steamed. And she was using this pot. It has to be 100 years old. It was like a steam pot. And we couldn't even open it. I actually had to put gardening gloves with like stick, you know, like how gardening gloves have that little sticky part on it, to try to open it, because it was this bowl thing. I mean, I don't know. My mom called it a mold.
Yes.
And it honestly, I think it was iron. It wasn't tin. I don't know what it was made out of. I mean, the pilgrims probably used it. It was but that was an actual really good time. Did you get any? Well, you said you got the Apple TV.
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot of fun gifts, but I got my brother finally. I don't know if I told this story, but we exchange gifts every Christmas where it comes to old cans of food. Now, this tradition started a long time ago, and I don't remember if I told this story on the air, but it started like decades ago, where my brother gave me a can, a green and white can that just says mixed vegetables. And we have been trying, and every year we have to give it to each other. And sometimes my brother's done it some amazing ways. He gave me one time a case of wine with weights in it, like actual weight in it. And I didn't think anything bad. I was like, oh, wow, a case of wine. That's really nice. I wanted to have some wine. I opened up the case a month later, and I saw there was the can of mixed vegetables. There was no wine. And so it's finally taken me years. I got a set of tools for him for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I took out the tools and put all of the cans in there, and finally, and he didn't realize it. So I gave it to him, and I taped it up again, and he opened it up and goes, ah, you finally, it took me forever. Every time I tried, I failed. I would always ruin it and get him, but finally got him this year. So that was a fun gift. And just, it was just great having you there, by the way. I want to point that out because it was special time for me and my mom and everything else. So thank you.
Yes, and Sweet Arden got me a lovely pendant, shaped like a heart. And his mother made me a very lovely
a runner,
table runner
that I'm looking at right
and,
now.
And a vase, so when Arden brings me flowers, I'll have something to put them in. And overall, I did join up with Arden's family last night, mm-hmm. and had a very good prime rib roast dinner, and it was very interesting to see his whole clan.
We and my brother, spur of the moment, came up with a new classic. I don't think it's going to be a traditional game, where you got they're skewers, wooden skewers, and very old marshmallows, and you had to put these marshmallows and actually put them in a cup. And it was really bad. but we might have to improve on it. I won, of course, because I am a superior marshmallow expert. But that's besides the point. yeah, it was
good.
They
were so sticky.
They were very sticky, but that was fun, and we have a video of it. We may actually try to share that with people if they're interested. But what else did we have going on? So did you see anything in the news that was fun or anything?
Well, I think I want to start a new segment.
New
that
segment.
We'll do every week, and it'll only be one story. But stupid criminals.
Okay.
I've always been fascinated by some of the things that people do. So for this week, I've got a guy out of Louisiana that had simply, the cops approached his home because he was going to be charged with stealing cigarettes. Okay, cigarettes. Okay. After a 4-hour standoff in which he shot a deputy, didn't kill him, thank goodness, he then started a fire in his house and had to be rescued. And so, what an idiot.
Okay.
I mean, you're going to destroy your whole life
over cigarettes.
Over cigarettes.
I mean, was he stealing a lot of cigarettes, like cases and cases?
Or? No, it's just like a case of cigarettes.
So he shoots a deputy, sets his house on fire. Mm-hmm. Man, I'm glad I don't smoke. I mean, that's just.
All I know is he was booked, and then I stopped reading because I just felt like, who does that?
I like this segment. Well, did you see who also got into trouble this week?
Who?
Why do I always call him Huge? Jackman. The guy who plays Wolverine,
right,
got into trouble because he was getting too close to the Rockefeller Christmas tree. So he was taking pictures, and like, so you're the security guard and you see Wolverine come at you. Would you even try to stop him or just let him take some pictures?
I would let him take the pictures.
So we had another trivia question for you, and this and the peanut gallery can help if they would like. So according to Fox News, this was the only first thing that popped up on my my email list. What are the top 10 cities to go to for New Year's? New Year's Eve, excuse me.
Well, I mean, is New York City on the list?
Yes, it is. It's number 3, in fact.
How about Houston?
Houston was not. Most surprising.
Miami.
Miami was number 6 on the list.
How about Chicago?
Chicago was number 8.
How about Los Angeles?
Los Angeles was, not on the list.
All right. How about Austin, Texas?
Nope, no Austin, Texas. So you still a 1 and 2. 2 was kind of a surprise. 1 is a big surprise. Thank you. Well, we actually got Miami. Sorry. Feel free to jump in anytime you want. There's a few. What'd you got? 1, 2. Yeah, like 3 of them so far. The top 10.
Wow. LA wasn't one.
LA was not. Kind of surprising. Would you? The Peanut Gallery. Anything? Oh, yeah, Washington, D.C. Thank you.
That's on the list,
That is
Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C.'s
I
number
live here.
10.
What is there to look at?
Supposedly, it's a fun place to be, a lot of bars to go to, things like that. We also, any other ones? A big one? One hint?
Well, I guess Vegas.
Yes, Vegas is number 4. Oh, I'm sorry, LA was on the list. I actually thought I printed Louisiana.
I see how it works.
Yep, I'm cheating. Here's another one. What's another hint I could do? Anything? Anything from the peanut gallery? Atlanta, Georgia. Wow. Wow, the same person got that one again. We still haven't gotten the big two yet. I mean, the two are hard. Okay, both very warm.
Warm.
Warm. Different sides of
Hawaii.
the country.
Hawaii.
That's a state. We need a city. Anything else? Anyone? Would you like another hint?
Okay,
Wonderful World of Disney is located where?
in Orlando.
Orlando, exactly. Number one, Orlando. My
Really, number one.
number one. That's where my sister works, believe it or not, down in Orlando. And number two, no more for its zoo. Very warm place, zoo, huge aquarium, Marine Corps is there.
San Diego?
San Diego, California, number two. Wow, so that was a tough question. I thought it would be easy because it was all the big cities. So we also wanted to ask you a tough question. So there was a lot of football on this weekend. Okay, so I'm going to start off by telling a very short story. So when we went out to dinner for Christmas Eve, I went to pay the bill. Not, I'm sorry, my brother asked me to go and get the bill. I should have paid for it. But I walked up to the bartender because we were waiting for our table, and there was people watching the football game. I'm watching the end of the football game, and Dallas just loses. And I'm just sitting there, and like there was Dallas fans sitting at the bar, and I'm sitting there, hey, who just won? And they were all mad at me, but I got it. And I used to be a Dolphin fan, so I was like, oh, look, the Dolphins won.
Well, that was the highlight of my football weekend, was to see Dallas lose because Washington is just awful.
They are. But now, but do you like, because you are a big football fan. Like there was games, what, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and no game. Was there a game yesterday too? Was it 4 days
Yeah, I
of
believe
football?
so. Yeah.
Is that too much? Like NFL football?
I think it was. I don't understand, other than, it must be about money.
I mean, it's got to be, but I'm just
I
very
don't know,
confused.
but did you see what happened with Kelce
No.
on the Chiefs?
No.
He got so mad in the first half. He came on the side, came off the field onto the sidelines, took his helmet off his head and slammed it into the bench.
Nice.
And one of the helpers went to give his helmet back to him, and Andy Reid, the big coach, got in between and said, "Give me the helmet." And he had a conversation with Kelce, shoved him a little, and gave him back his helmet.
Oh, wow. It was
Now,
really
I'm
angry.
waiting for people to say that, Miss Swift is becoming a distraction.
Maybe there are tensions in the romantic area.
I don't know, but I'm
I'm just
waiting for
throwing
them
some
to
out there.
connect that and say something that is now hurting his performance on the field. And the Chiefs lost again.
Again.
It hasn't been a good run lately.
So what else do you have going on your side of the world? I know you were trying to, it wasn't easy to do research on today because we're really not wanting to go into the New Year's stuff because we wanted to talk about New Year's next week.
Well, I found another fun fact
Oh, I like that.
question, and I'll
Okay.
pose it to you, and you can
Okay.
take a guess. So Uber puts out a list of, most popular items ordered or
Okay.
weirdest things ordered.
Okay.
So for 2024, I'm sorry, 2023, what was the most ordered dessert? And you got chocolate, you got this, you don't have to get exact,
Okay.
but you gotta come close.
So it would not be Wiener Schnitzel because that's not a dessert. Sorry, I just made the peanut gallery laugh right there.
But it is not.
I know, because let's see. If I said ice cream, would that be just too vague?
It's vague, but it's not the right answer.
Okay, good. I like this question. Most, if I was ordering something, is it common or not common? Can you give me a hint like that?
I would say it's pretty common.
Okay. I'll say, oh, here's a good one. How about a McDonald's shake?
No.
Okay. Just chocolate cake.
Believe it or not, no. I mean, that's what I would have thought, but that's not the answer.
Is it some kind of candy?
No.
Ooh, I am. Oh, we got a the peanut gallery said a pie of some sort. I'll say an apple
Okay.
pie. Ah,
Right
wow,
answer.
the peanut gallery has been on fire today.
I would have never guessed apple pie.
Neither I mean, yeah, wow. I mean, I wouldn't have said pie. So that was really bad. So I had a couple I was doing some weird research today, and I was sort of these videos and I wasn't really paying attention until I started to connect them. Did you see the video of the possum in the Christmas tree?
No.
Or the owl in the Christmas tree?
I heard about that one.
And but did you see the movie National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation where there was the squirrel?
Of course I did.
Have you okay, so have you ever had animals that weren't your cute little dogs loose in your home? Ever?
Mean with or without a tree?
With or without a tree, yeah.
Yeah, I had freaking lizards. I mean,
And you
it
don't
was
like those things.
horrifying. Well, they weren't the teeny little lizards that you see down in Florida. These were 7 to 8 inch black lizards.
Ew.
And there were two of them in my basement.
Okay.
So I called the pest control guy immediately and I said, you must destroy them. And he told me there's no way to kill them. There's no poison. The only thing you could do is put down glue trap stick,
Right, which is
pieces of, glue traps, and when they crawl on them, you hope they stick.
Wow. I mean, I would have thought maybe there could be like poison bait that they could eat, but that's
It,
weird.
there isn't. I was very, very upset, and I don't know if it took a week or 2 weeks, but finally got them. But I didn't go in my basement. That's for
Wow.
damn sure.
Any other animals?
Well, I have a friend that had a problem a lot
What's that?
because she put a wreath outside her door that attracted birds. And a
Okay.
lot of them would go ahead and try to make a nest inside of a wreath, and they didn't have a storm door. So when they opened their door, sometimes the birds flew in. Okay. So, I mean, that's gonna be a little wild to have a
Birds fly
bird
to our
in your
house.
house, a bird in your house. I mean, it's one thing at the Home Depot when you see them up in the rafters, but in your house, But anyway, she explained to me the way to get them out is you have to turn out every light in your house. Hopefully it's at night, and just open the front door, and then eventually the bird will fly out.
Well, I have two stories, not nearly as funny as that, but we had one where we heard rustling in our fireplace, and it was my sister and I. My sister was, I think, maybe like 14, and I was 7 years old. So we were still young, and my sister opens up the fireplace door because my mom actually has glass doors, not like a screen like a lot of people do. So you open up the glass door, and a squirrel comes bounding out. My sister screamed like a stereotype young girl. I'm like, huh? And she's yelling, get the cat, get the cat
because the cat.
Because she had a cat. She was so afraid that the cat would get attacked by the squirrel. It's like, get the cat. And the cat's name was Whiskey. And she was like, Whiskey, Whiskey, Whiskey. And the cat is just like, what the hell? The cat runs away and did not know what to do. It was a good, I mean, it seemed like hours, but it was probably only a few minutes. We like open up the door. My sister grabs a broom. She's chasing it. Somehow I'm just standing there like a total goof, just like laughing because it's funny. And finally she opens up the door, the poor little squirrel runs out of the house, but my sister was still like, check to see if there's more in there. So she's taking the broom and she's putting it inside the fireplace and up the chimney. She lost her mind. So that was a good one.
There's nothing poor about that squirrel. Squirrels are not to be inside your household.
That was funny. But then another one that it was a wild animal, but it was brought into the house. So my father liked crabbing. Loved crabbing, like cooking crabs, stuff like that. My brother was, of course, a practical joker, and my sister was afraid of crabs, and of course I was afraid of crabs. And my brother puts a live crab on the ground, like he was like joking, like because he was holding it, and accidentally dropped the crab on the carpet. It's like rocking, like it's one of those blue crabs you catch. Wow. And my sister panics, starts screaming, and same cat looked at the crab and actually ran away. And I was being a little wussy myself because I hate crabs. And my brother is cracking up and my sister's yelling, my brother's laughing. My dad wanted no part of it, walked over like old Mr. Stern, tough guy, had his tongs, grabbed it, threw it in the pot, closed the pot, and was like, all right, that's enough. That was the end of the crab. I mean, my brother, finishing that story, so the crab is dead, you know, it's been cooked, it's orange. My sister used to play guitar, and she's playing ding, 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 ding. She's playing the guitar. My brother puts the crab on the guitar, freaks my sister out. She starts yelling at him. My sister, I mean, this is nuts. My sister goes, it hated crabs too, and with the beady little eyes, mm-hmm. She took a scissor and cut its eyes off.
That's a little unusual.
Yeah, it was weird. And I think only my dad ate the crabs. I don't even know if my mom ate them.
Oh, I would eat them. I love crabs.
But that was, we caught, I liked actually like catching them in the net, but I absolutely hated eating them and just throwing them in the pot. And like, there's a way of doing it where you don't actually have a hot pot. You have it cold and then the crabs go right in. You cover them. They don't jump out of the pot. Instead of throwing them into hot water, you throw them in cold water. They're not going to jump out of the cold water. Mm-hmm. And then they boil pretty quickly and then they're dead. But we always threw them in there and they would always knock off the top of the pot. But this is like, we've never had one on the ground running around. So that was a weird one. So anything else going on? Anything else going on over there, Peanut Gallery? Grandma, doing a good? Did you have any bourbon?
Yes.
Nice. So my mom was drinking some bourbon. Oh, here's a cute little story that just happened tonight. So Abigail, who we all know is not a big heavy drinker, said to my mom, "You're teaching me how to drink bourbon." And I thought that was kind of cute as they walked away. I was like, "Aww."
I don't know how much I had to be taught, but I'm enjoying just sipping bourbon now.
Nice, nice. So there's a right way and a wrong way to drink it, I guess. But anyway, it has been an awesome Christmas. I'm glad we were able to do the show tonight. And hopefully we're going to try to do a New Year's special, maybe something like that, go before the ball drops and before we fall asleep at like 9 o'clock, because it's been crazy. But anyway, I'm using my bell. We all have bells, by the way. We are crotchety old men.
And a woman.
We are, okay, that's enough of my bell. We are crotchety old men.
And a woman.
I am crotchety, she is crotchety. We are crotchety old men.
and a woman.
Good. Well, before I say goodnight, we are crotchetyoldmen@gmail.com. We are crotchetyoldmen@gmail.com. Feel free. You want to join the show? There's still 1 week left to get into the polling about what we're going to do for next year. You know, as we want to change the format, we may even change the name of the show. We might do a lot of things. So if you want to be part of it, feel free. Give us your ideas. We absolutely love them. So for myself and the Peanut Gallery, but not Abigail, Abigail could say goodbye as well. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you, everyone.